concern ever being there. Okay? I remember being in some sort of medical, I don't know if it was an examination room, if it was an operating room, I'm not sure exactly what it was. I remember it was very dark and cold, and it was a little dingy in that room. Kind of dirty, the walls. I can remember the walls. And then I can remember these two men. I'm not sure if there were more. There were two men. And there was a woman there. And I really do think that I can see a doorway, okay? There were, like, doors that were open and closed. And the doors were, both of the doors were propped open. And I can remember, I seen a man. There was a hallway. It was a hallway with these doors, when those doors were propped open. Because I can remember I was lying down on this table. And I'm not sure if I was strapped down or not. I probably was. But I remember these people. They were the same people that I told you was the hospital before. I don't know if they're the same, but they were the same
and she looked at the baby and she
like it was her own, and she picked the baby off. And after that, I remember being rolled down, you know, some sort of, looked like an old-time wheelchair. That's what it really looked like. Down these dark tunnels. And then that's all I can remember of that. And that's why I say there was no windows in this place at all. There was a hallway, and then I was walked down this really dark tunnel and down another really dark tunnel, and that's all I can remember of it. That's all I can remember. But it was really cold. It was really dingy. The people were really, 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 it just was pure evil. That's what it felt like to me. I kind of felt like I was almost in some sort of prison or something. And being another feeling of being held against my will. That's basically all in a nutshell. I was held against my will. I was forced to have a child. Never seen that child again. Never. Never. But I was forced, I was basically forced to have it. And what they did with this baby, I have no idea. But I do know for a fact that the baby's features, they were human-like, but I can tell that the child wasn't human. It was mixed with something, and it wasn't human.
You think it could have been gray or reptilian?
I don't know.
Sounds like an alien hybrid story.
Yeah, that's, you know, at this time, like I'm telling you, I had absolutely no idea about hybrids, any type of alien, nothing like that. So, that's when, you know, basically after the first hospital, and then this happened to me, and then a few more things happened to me in my lifetime where I finally started to do some research. I started to do some research, and I started to find out that this is not only happening to me, because I really thought I might have been losing my mind, that this is real, and this is happening to a lot of people, and it's not just me.
Okay. Does that conclude that story?
Yeah, that's all I can remember from that.
Okay.